Tomorrow, workers at Victoria's dirtiest power station will clock off the job for the last time. The Hazelwood Power Plant outside the town of Morwell in Gippsland will close down, leaving about 1,000 people out of work. Some workers are nearing retirement age and they knew the closure was coming, but many didn't, and they now face an uncertain future. Our reporter Danny Tran travelled to Morwell and filed this report.
Got one special one in the shed here.
The shed in Ray Fox's backyard is mostly taken up by his boat. But at the back, past the fishing rods and underneath a photo of the Hazelwood mine, is a big black lump of coal, half submerged in water so it'll keep from disintegrating.
You can sort of see that it was a knot on the side of a tree, which would be millions of years old. So I brought this one home just as a keepsake.
After 26 years working at the Morwell open cut mine, Ray Fox's career as a dredge operator is now over. Engie, the company which owns the plant, which processes the coal he digs up, has decided to close Hazelwood Power Station, putting about 1,000 people out of work. Only hours before he spoke to me, Ray had finished his final shift in the mine.
I had a bit of a wander around the office and offices up there and had a look around, and it was a bit strange because I thought, well, after 26 years, this will be walking out for the last time.
He'll be 60 in November, and with his first grandchild born only a month ago, things aren't looking too bad, even though he was planning on working a few more years. He hasn't decided if he'll look for another job, but some of the younger members of the crew he was on have worked remediating the Hazelwood site. In the tray of his ute, Mark Richards has two filing cabinets which slide around no matter how slow he goes. He's pulled out his phone to take a snap of the signs that, overnight, have appeared in almost every shop window along Morwell's main street.
Thank you to all Hazelwood workers for helping to power Victoria and beyond for over 50 years.
He's been a unit controller in Hazelwood for 28 years, working the boilers and turbines which burn the coal, and a lodge president of the CFMEU's energy division. He says the first indication that something was wrong was when he noticed the plant wasn't being maintained.
Basically, I pushed hard to get a redundancy package.
And just to stop you there, was there a redundancy package before?
No, we've run for 50 years without a redundancy clause in our enterprise bargaining agreements.
That redundancy package was agreed to in December 2015, and less than a year later, Hazelwood's closure would be announced.
Yeah, so there would have been nothing.
How does that make you feel to think that you came so close to perhaps walking out after 28 years, a lot of your colleagues perhaps longer than that, without a redundancy scheme?
I would have been horrified.
Mark Richards is among the few workers to have the very last shift at Hazelwood tomorrow morning.
Probably go home after night shift, sleep till 2 o'clock as I normally do, pretend I've got 5 days off and worry about when I start the next week.
And that's Hazelwood Unit Controller Mark Richards ending Danny Tran's report.